So, welcome everyone to Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of September, and I would like to thank you very much for joining me tonight or later on in the recording. As I always say, time is one of our most precious commodities that we have, and I really appreciate you spending this time with me. My name is Carla McNeil, and this is my Terrific Tuesday teleclass. My contact information where you can get in touch with me is Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's Carla at retirewithcarla.com. Or you can give me a call. My phone number is 778 835-4032, and I respond myself to both those emails and the phone number. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what you like best about the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, because it sure is fun doing it. And I again want to thank you very much for listening. And please, if you have any questions during the teleclass and you're too shy to ask, please do email in your questions and I will repeat them out loud on the call. So here we go, diving right in. I'd like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes and write down today's date. Today being Tuesday, the 23rd of September. And what has really struck me this week, a question that really struck me, is how in the world do I keep the faith? And by that I mean the faith in myself, that I can do what it is that I have set out to do. Now, for those of you whom I have interacted with personally, many of you know that my goal is to sponsor 1,000 children with foster parents plan. And how in the world do I keep that faith? And one of the things that I have realized that was happening to me, because I had a bit of a challenging week, and it's the questions. Does when you're thinking about it, oh my gosh, can I do this task I've set myself out to do? Oh, do I have it in me? Does it come to you in questions in your mind? Because that's what happens to me. And sometimes it's a statement, but sometimes it's a question. Somebody's like, who do you think you are sponsoring 1,000 children? Get real. So I had a number of those kinds of questions come up from things that were happening this week. And just thought, okay, where are all these negative questions coming from? And what in the heck am I going to do about them? Because when you're thinking about doing something different, usually it's those kinds of thoughts that pop into your brain. Because we aren't programmed, we don't program ourselves, and we weren't programmed at an early age to give ourselves all of that positive reinforcement that we need in order to keep the faith in ourselves. So the things that were popping into my brain were pretty negative, and I have been in the world of personal development for a long time, and I'm not even sure how many years, but on a daily basis I've been involved in personal development for 2 years and 2 months now. And I'm learning to recognize right off the bat those questions that pop into my brain, and they're not good for me. And so I need to be able to replace those questions with some good ones, like, hey Carla, if you don't do it, who else will? Hey Carla, if you don't have faith in yourself, who else is going to have faith in yourself? And ask myself, how do I develop that faith? How do I keep going? How do I keep taking that action? Because one of the things that I realized was You know, I used to get offended when people told me that I could not have something that I was attempting to achieve. So if someone were to tell me and come up to me, and actually this has happened, yeah, who do you think you are sponsoring 1,000 children? That just makes me get all the more fired up and wanting to do it now. But before, I used to get huffy. Oh, yeah. And then I would get sarcastic. I'm thinking, ooh, not good behaviors, because what they're doing is they're reinforcing the negative behavior in myself. So now I smile and I look at the person and I say, thank you very much, but if not me, who else? And that usually shuts people up pretty good. Another example of getting offended is the way I used to think about people who had money. And I was walking in the dog park. I have two very large dogs, require lots of exercise, and I was walking in the dog park with one of my dog walking buddies. And she started going on and on and on about a local billionaire, well, maybe he's not a billionaire yet, multimillionaire, who had donated some money for a natural disaster that had happened here in Vancouver. And she was talking pretty negative about the man. And that was when I realized my attitude towards people with money had changed, because I had always thought of it as a negative. Oh, yeah. Those people with money, they're just selfish. They're, you know, ripping people off and trying to, you know, take everybody's money from them. And then I realized that our local multimillionaire, Mr. Jimmy Patterson, wait a minute, that man supports this community in a multitude of ways. A multitude of ways. So it's not the money that was the issue. It was what people did with the money. Now, this local millionaire is not a big flashy guy. He's not, you know, into going around in the big flashy parties and throwing his wealth around and showing off. This man donates to charities and supports Vancouver area in a multitude of ways. And I actually had the honor of running into him shortly after that conversation with my dog walking buddy and told him and thanked him for all that he has done for the city of Vancouver, for the province of British Columbia, and for putting us on the map, and just for all the different things that he has done. So my attitude towards money changed. And it's not about the money, it's about what you can do with the money. So when that attitude changed, that allowed me to better keep the faith in myself. Because with the attitude of, oh yeah, you know, people with money are selfish and people with money are just, you know, trying to rip others off, then what was I doing attempting to earn my financial freedom? I was in a conundrum there. It's like, wait a minute. So finally, when I realized that my attitude had changed, I was able to have more faith in myself that I can be one of those multimillionaires like Jimmy Patterson, that sponsoring those 1,000 children through foster parents plan is what I'm going to be able to do with the money that I receive from building my business. So that great switch, and that has enabled me to have a lot more faith in me, because I know that I'm not going to do that with the money. I know that I'm going to be able to assist others, just like I hope that having these calls assists some of you in learning how to recognize what's not working for you and how to do something about it. One of the things that I found that has allowed me to keep the faith is having a real dominating desire to accomplish something. And that dominating desire right now in my life is to sponsor those 1,000 children. And then when we proceed from there, we want to be able to dive the warm water locations of the world, take pictures underwater, design fabric from the pictures, and donate the profits to ocean conservation. What else does a scuba diving sewer love to do, right? So I have invested way too much time, effort, and money into not succeeding. So that's another way that it helps me keep my faith. Because I got to continuously remind myself about what I am going to accomplish. I got to continuously remind myself in the present tense about that dominating desire. And when I'm reminding myself, I am making it deeper into my psyche, I is sponsoring 1,000 children with foster parents plan. I tell myself that every single day. It's that imagination that allows us to have those dreams, that allows us to build up that dominating desire. Stop and think of where we would be in this world without that imagination and driven by that dominating desire, and people who have had faith in themselves that they can accomplish it. I'm sure many of you know the story of Walt Disney, who died even before he was able to see Disney World. But on his deathbed, he said, "I don't need to actually see it in the physical because I have seen it in my imagination. And I know exactly what it is that it's going to look like." So that imagination that Walt Disney had, that the Wright brothers had, that even Donald Trump has, stop and think of all the beautiful buildings and plazas and things that he has put on the earth. Hope is the blueprint or the vision that we have from that imagination. So we start with that dream, that imagination, and we've got our blueprint and we've got that vision. And when that blueprint gets deep down inside of you, it's like seeds. Any kind of seed. Those seeds need time to germinate. They need time. They need to be fertilized. They need to grow. And just think of it as the pack of seeds that you can find in a store. And on each one of those packs of seeds, you're going to see a picture. Now you're going to take a look. I'm a bit of a gardener, and my echinacea or purple coneflower seeds, they're pretty tiny seeds. And if you take a look out in my garden, it's hard to believe that that flower came from that little tiny seed. The picture on the pack is the hope or the vision of what can be accomplished from that seed. Your vision, your hope, your blueprint, your why, as my coach John DeLemme talks about, getting that in you and reminding yourself is how you keep the faith. It's doing that, number one, on a daily basis. Because when you get in and you remind yourself of your vision, of your hope, of your dream on a daily basis, you're putting it in front of you. You take action on that every day. Every single day, you need to be taking action for your dream. I know how much that has assisted me in having that faith, in being able to take one more little step. And when I'm talking about daily action, it doesn't have to be huge stuff. It can just be little. One of the things that I have found in my journey through all of this personal development and building the business is that as my faith in myself increases, so does my action level. And it is continuously increasing on a daily basis. When I first started out building this business, I didn't like to go out more than one night a week. Because, of course, I build the business part-time while I still have what I affectionately call my slave camp job. Now, that whole vision, that whole dream, that whole hope has changed. And taking that daily action allows me to put that dream in front of me every day. It allows me to see that vision, and it allows me to keep my faith in myself. Number two that you can do specifically to assist yourself in keeping your faith in yourself is speak your dream out loud. My strategic business coach, John DeLemme, talks about it as your why rollover. So you get up in the morning, I get up in the morning, and I repeat my why, my dream, my vision out loud to myself every single day. Actually, I don't really repeat it out loud to myself. I repeat it to my cat because he likes to be picked up first thing in the morning. So Finn, the cat, knows my why very, very well because I repeat that to him over and over again every single solitary morning. And what that also does is number three, that helps me create the picture. It assists me in creating the picture of what it's going to look like when we're sponsoring 1,000 children. One of the dreams that has developed out of that since then is in my family, when you turn 8, Auntie Carla takes you to Disneyland. So somebody asked me one day, well, why don't you take all the kids to Disneyland? All the kids that you sponsor. Like, wow, did that ever plant a seed? And my vision, I could immediately take that pack of seeds that they gave me there and see a picture on the front of it of what that would look like. Being able to take 1,000 children to Disneyland, Disney World, whatever location, that would just be phenomenal. What a life experience. So being able to create the picture also allows you and me to keep that faith in myself. Because when we start taking that daily continuous action, we're speaking our dreams and our visions out loud, it really starts to get embedded in us. It becomes part of a big, huge part of who we are. And it grows and grows. And that picture that's created gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It is so much fun to take the imagination and just think of all the different things that we can do. And that's number four. Imagination, finding that passion within yourself and imagining all the different things that you can do. As adults in this society today, we are not encouraged to do that. We are not encouraged to dream. I don't know how many adults there are out there that I am just so saddened by the fact that they have no dream. They get up, they go to work, they go home, they have dinner, they watch TV, they go to bed, they get up, and they repeat it again and again and again. And the passion and the dreams have gone from their life. I today have more energy and more passion than I have ever had in my life. I'm 53 years young. It's hard to believe I've got more energy and passion now than I had was in my 20s or 30s. It's because I have found that dream, that I am living that dream. People fail in life because they refuse to answer to themselves. We all know that what we do on a daily basis is a choice. We don't have to sit down in front of that television when we get home from work. We don't have to turn the TV on. We don't have to go to the bar and have that extra drink. I say that because that's one of the things I used to do. But people, me, you, everybody, we need to answer to ourselves. We need to be responsible for our own behavior. Because positive or negative, your results are your own fault. My results are my own fault. I'm the one who makes those decisions on a daily basis. Do I go to the gym? Do I sit and read a book? Do I eat a chocolate bar? Do I have an apple? Those are choices that I make on a daily basis. And the only one who's responsible for those choices is me. You are responsible for any results that you have in your life, positive or negative. And if I don't tell myself the truth, I'm stealing from my own dream. I'm responsible for my dream. And we don't dream stuff that we can't achieve. I am only 5'1¾ inches tall. I have never dreamt of becoming a basketball star. Never. It doesn't cross my mind. What we dream, we can achieve. And the biggest part of being able to achieve that is having that faith in ourselves. Because you gotta have that burning desire. And that burning desire's got nothing to do with money. The burning desire to make a difference will bring the money because of what you want to do with it. One of the things that I had to do was stop taking advice from people who are not successful. Because everybody will give you their opinion of yourself, of you, right? How many friends have said, oh, well, you should have done this, or you should have done that. When we stop taking advice from people who are not successful, and we find people that are successful that we can follow in their footsteps, we can achieve our dreams. One of the things that we all know is one of the best ways to accomplish something is to follow in the footsteps of someone who's already done it. That's one of the reasons that coaching is so prolific out there right now. There are hundreds and thousands of people who can coach you. You need to find someone who you connect with, who has gone on the same type of path that you're on. You want to find someone who can lead you through some of the events and the challenges and the different things that you have to face. Because we all need to make that decision. People who are not successful, why do we want to follow them? Why do we want to listen to them? So we need to listen to ourselves. About our dreams, about our goals, about our visions. Because those are the only way that we're going to be able to figure out what they are. Since most people really don't know what their dream is. So if you already know what your dream is and what you would love to accomplish in this life, pat yourself on the back, because you're one of the lucky ones. Seeing all the different people around me who don't have dreams, who don't have visions. People are hiding behind excuses about what they can become, their greatness, their success, their excellence. I had a conversation with someone today who has a passion for assisting animals. And she's going to retire in a little while. And she's going to go out and assist these animals. She's going to volunteer her time. And I asked her, I said, so, if you have such a passion, because I know you do, why aren't you sponsoring? Why aren't you funding this program? Why are you just donating an hour or two or 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 hours a week? Why aren't you funding the program? If this is your passion, take some action. Stop hiding behind your excuses and let your greatness and your success and your excellence come shining through. I am a consistent student. I am going to be learning for the rest of my life. It's all about developing that vision within yourself, developing that dream, and keeping the faith that yes, you can do it. And I see so many people, it especially in my friends, it really hurts, it really bothers me to see my friends give up on themselves. They lose faith in themselves. And there are those 4 steps that you can take. Number one, taking daily action. It doesn't have to be huge steps. You can start out with small baby steps. Number two, speaking that dream out loud, speaking about it on a daily basis. In the beginning, that can be your daily action, just speaking that piece out loud. Number three, creating that big picture. What is it going to look like? Do a collage, do a dream board, get pictures out of magazines, take pictures of where you want to go, what you want to do, what you want your life to look like. Create that picture, put it in front of you, part of the daily action, speaking out loud, and imagine what your life can be. Find that passion. We all have that passion. Think back to when you were a kid. We all have that passion. What is it? It's there. It could be hiding behind excuses, but it is there. So, one of the things I would like you to do is to send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com and let me know what your dream is, what your hope, your blueprint, your vision. Let me know what it is and what you are doing on a daily basis to keep the faith. It's always, that can be part of speaking it out loud. Write it out loud. My new coach, Laurel Langmire, the Millionaire Maker. That's her business called Live Out Loud. Do your imagination, creating the picture. Speak out loud. She's an awesome coach, an awesome business builder. And I'm going to love to hear, to read what your dreams, what your visions are all about. So write them out. Send them to me in an email. That's carla@retirewithcarla.com. And send them to me. Just send them to me whenever you want, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. I really would love to hear. And if you have some other ideas about the different things that you have done to keep the faith, I'd love to hear them, share them with others, because that's how we all be that continuous, consistent learner for life. So thank you very much for listening. I really, truly hope that those 4 actions that you can do on a regular daily basis will assist you in keeping that faith in yourself. And I'd like to know if there's anyone out there in our final minute who has a question or a comment this evening. Oh, here we have a comment in from Jan. She sent me an email and wanted to know if I could share with her my why, my dream. And I would be happy to share that with anyone. So if you would like to know what my vision, my blueprint, my hope, my why is, please do send me an email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. Put Carla's dream in the subject line, and I would be more than happy to send that out to you. So thank you very much for attending this evening and for listening later on to the recording from the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass podcast. And thank you very much, and I look forward to hearing from you again next week. Thank you.